Tisch, das ist quasi so. Let's say we say Adam, ki kale. So Adam would have meant man or a woman, but it doesn't say Adam. Even though it's written ki kale, it doesn't say tikale. Kolat arkul is written b'loshin zohar. We would have assumed that ish vakosav ish should be ish, but because it says ish, so the mashmoy sounds like ish prat liisha. So that's why the Tanaim had to have a drasha ish ish. The rabbi says liisha. So there, the Gemara thought, the Tanoim thought the word Ish depends on the context. There they thought the word Ish should be Memayit Isha. Here, mainly Ish Koyel, so the Tanoim say the Ish is Prat Lakotin. What is the Drasha? So the Gemara explains that there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, the Gemara says HaKotin Ein HaMoylid. So the Drasha means, Im Ein LeIsh Koyel, Ein has the connotation of Ayin Olav, Torah Shabbat Peh Darshan's Ayin Olav, but Ayin Olav is only if the person who died was an ish, he was a godel already, so maybe he has children that you don't know about. Maybe he's bo ala zayna. Maybe he has a child somewhere, and that child yarshins. But if he's a kotten, the kotten ain't a mailid, so you don't have to have ayin olav. So that's the drush in the Gemara. So Taisus says, you're darshining a pasik, you're telling me, I didn't there, I said that there exists a ger kotten on the level of their eyes. So Tosfos says, how is that possible? Agir Habol is Gaia, has to have the Asgerus. So the Gemara says, in Ksubis, and Daf Yud Aleph and Min Aleph, that Agir Koton can only exist based on the principle of Zoch Liyotam Shalai Bifonov. It's based on Zochin, because the Koton is Allah Bardas. So Tosfos says, don't we know that Zchia is a form of Shlichas, Zchia Mitam Shlichas, And since there's no shlichas to a cotton, so there should be no schia to a cotton either. I, the Mishnah in Bava Basra, that is quoted as a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kufnu and Vav on the base, and the Gemara continues Kufnu and Zayin and Manal, but the Braisa. So the two Tanoim and three opinions. The two Jews and three opinions. So the Machlek is Ablez and Rabbi Shua, but the two versions, Ramei and Rabbi Yudah, what was the Machlek is Ablez and Rabbi Shua? So it boils down that there are three opinions. So one Tanya is of the opinion that Zochin is only for a cotton. There's no Zochin for a godl at all. So that Tanya seems to hold that the whole din of Zochin Yodam Shleib Efonim is only Midi Rabbanon. And they only felt it necessary to make a takana for Ktanim, who can't make the Kinyonim on their own. He's a Lab Bardas. But there's no need to make a takana on behalf of a godl. Let the godl show up, let him make the Kinyon on his own. So that Tana holds that the whole institution of Zochel Yodam Shalai Bifonav, I can give you a matona to be kind of for somebody else. The whole thing is only Midrabana. You only made it Litzorech. So the only Zochel Lekotl, ain't Zochel Lekotl. Then there's an opinion Fakert, only Zochel Lekotl, vein Zochel Lekotl. So this explains why. Because Chia is a form of Shlichas. So just like a Kotl cannot have a Shliach, and so on the level of the Raisa, the Kotl cannot have someone else. Mizrechah something on his behalf. With the Rabbanon, that so one Tana holds like that. Zochin legodo, they ain't zochin a cotton. Why? Because Shchiyah is a form of Shlichas, and just like there's no Shlichas for cotton, there's no Shchiyah for cotton either. We pass on like the third opinion in the Mishnah, that Zochin, bein le cotton, bein le godo. But that's a question. Zochin legodo, we assume, is the Raisa. And Zochin Lekotin, that's a question. Is that the Raisa, the Rabbanon? So Taisus points out that this depends on the two girsas. Of all places to have two girsas on it, the two girsas on Perek Azeo Neshech. But the Gemara says, there's no Tzchi on behalf of a Nochri. I want to give a Matana to a Nochri who's not here. So I give you the Matana to be kind on behalf of the Nochri. So there's no Tzchi for a Nochri. Why? Because a Nochri can't have Shlichas. So whoever can't have Shlichas can't have Tzchi, because Tzchi is a form of Shlichas. So the Gemara says, so what about a cotton? How come there is chia on behalf of a cotton? We pask and zochin, bein le cotton, bein le cotton. How come there's zochin for a cotton? So the Gemara says, because the Nochri is not going to develop on his own to become a Yisrael unless there'll be his gayer. So it's mechusa maisa. But the cotton, if you leave him on his own, in a couple of years he'll become a bar mitzvah. So since he's also the chalal shlichas, so therefore he has chia now. So Tosfos says on that Gemara, when the Gemara says Nehi de Shlichas Leisle, Schiyamia Isle, So there are two girsas. So one girsa has it, Schiya Mir Midirabban and Islay, and the other girsa has no Schiya Mir Islay. So Taisa says this is the machlokes, the two girsas, on the assumption that Zochin Legodol works Minatoira. What about Zochin Lekotan? We paskin Zochin Bein Lekotan, Bein Lekotan. Is Chia for a Kotan, is that Minatar Midrabanan? So that's what the Rishonim coined this term. Is Chia Mitam Shlichas, is Chia La Mitam Shlichas. If it's Mitam Shlichas, it's just like a Kotan cannot have a Shliach function on his behalf. So too, is Chia for a Kotan cannot be Minatar. So that's the Machlokes of Hashem. Is the whole principle of Zochin, is it Minatar Midrabanan? That one Tana held that it's only Midrabanan, the Tana and Bava Basu Kufnun Vav on the base. Whole Zochin Lekotan, Ein Zochin Legodl. It's all that the whole Zochin Legodl, Mishlapanam, is a Takana Midrabanan. And there's no need to make a Takana for a Godl. It'll let him come in person to pick up the Matana on his own. You need a Takana for Ketanim. They can't come and make the Kinyan on their own. So that Tana holds that Zochin is only Midrabanan. The assumption is that we don't accept that Tana. We assume Aloha Lamaisa. The Zochin Lod Mishlevifana works Menatera. The only debate the Rishonim had was whether Zochin Lekotan is Menatera. The Rabbanim, those are the two girsas in Berek, Gezel, Neshech. Yeah, what is the Mokar in the Chumash that there's a din? A din there, I see, you have to have a Mokar in the Chumash. So where is the Pasuk that formulates the principle of Zochin Lod Mishlevifana? So there is a Sugya in Kiddushin, Menbeisam, and Aleph. But the Gemara is working on the Pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, where it says, Nosiyecha, Nosiyecha, Lamata, Tikhu, L'Encholes HaOretz. Shabbinu was instructed that they should pick out one representative from each Shevet before the Rambam explains. Before they started the Melchama to be Koyvesh Eretz Israel. So the Rambam explains the background in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Trumas. The thing is that Kibush Eretz Israel is Mekadesh, Kedusha Mishoyna was Chal Yedei Kibush. And the halacha requires it has to be a kibush rabbim. So the pasuk says they had to divide Eretz Yisrael in advance. They had to do the halukah. They drew a map and they divided Eretz Yisrael in advance among all the different shvatim. So all of the shvatim knew that they're fighting the war to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of everybody. Shevet Yehud is going to get over there. Shevet Yisrochah is going to get over there. Shevet Zvulun is going to get over there. So that made it into a kibush rabbim. So they had to have representatives of each Shevet draw up the map and do the chalukah in advance of the Muhammad to declare it as a kibush rabbim. How can this be? That's the Rambam says that's pshat in the par. How can it be? But the Gemara Gittin Davches has a machloek is atanoim. With the kibush yochid shmei kibush or not, the Rambam says it's a beferish of pasuk, so you got to work on that kasha. How can it be a machlekes satanayim if it's a beferish of pasuk? Okay, so yeah, there's a good answer to that kasha. So the Gemara discusses b'toras what did the 12 nesiim represent all the members of their shevet. So the Gemara has three pshat. So the first pshat in the Gemara is they represented all the members of the shevet. They didn't shlichas. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't appoint them. The Rebbeinu Shlom recommended that you should vote for this person. And then all the members of the Shevet said, we're masking. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants, so we appoint that person as the Shliach. And this is the mocker for the institution of Shlucha Shalom Kemois. Then the Gemara rejects it. It cannot be. So the Gemara gives the second shot. The Gemara says it cannot be that the Nesim represented all of the members of the Shevet midin Shlichas because there were some Ketanim. A Kotlin cannot appoint a Shlich. There were some people who were assignment. Their fathers had died. They were not bar mitzvah yet when they made the kibush Eretz Yisrael. So a Kotlin cannot have a Shlich. So the Gemara gives the second shot. It must be that the Parsha, the Nesim, represented all the members of the Shevet. Midin Zachal Yotam Shalai Befanov. And the assumption is this was given, this suggestion was given to answer the Kasha. What are you going to do if they were Yisraelim Ketanim? So this suggestion is working on the assumption. Number one, Zochin Liyadim Shleib Afanav is a principle deraisa. Learn that from this pasuk. And number two, that Zochin solves the problem of Katan. That Tchila Katan works Menatar. So how can there be a machlokes of Rishonim? Two girsas, the Zochin Liyadim is deraisa, the Rabbanim. So the Rishonim ask it. So they say, that was a fleeting havamin in the Gemara in Kiddushim and Besam and Aleph, because Mar rejects the second shot also. Because who says that it's Zochin Liyadim Shleib Afanav? Not everybody from the Shevet is going to be happy about their share. They got stuck in the Golan. I don't want to live in the Gola. And they got stuck in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they're not happy about what they did. So Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, no, the Pasuk, neither the Nisiyim represent the Gola members of the Sheva, is neither based on the principle of Shluch HaShlarim K'maisai. That principle must be learned out from other Pesukim. HaSugya, there quotes other Pesukim. Nor is it based on the principle of Zach Nalim Shlebefonim. It must be that the Pasuk here tells us that Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet based on the principle of Apotropos. That Apotropos is a din derais. So Rav Baruch Be'er has in parentheses in the Birch HaShmuel, he just wonders, once you come to the Maskonas HaSugya, that the idea, the halacha, that the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet was not based on Zochen, it's rather based on Apotropos. So how do you know that there's a din of Zochen Yadim Shlebefonim? So one time about the Basu Kufnun Vav Taka holds it, it's only with the Rabban. They only made a takonific tanim. They never made a takonific dolem. It's not necessary. But all the Rishonim assume we don't accept that opinion. We assume Zoch Adon Mishlei B'fanav is their reis. So if one might argue the point and say that there is a machlokes a Rishonim, what's the nature of the din of apotropos? So some Rishonim say apotropos is a fancy form of Zochen. If a good Samaritan volunteers on his own, then it works midin Zochen. So maybe Zochen Lekotlin is only made the Rabbanah. But if the Bezdin approves, the Bezdin authorizes the act of Zochen, then it's a din of Apotropos. So that for sure works in the Torah, for Ketarim. So some Rishonim hold that Apotropos is just a fancier form of Zochen. It's Zochen that's done under the auspices of a Bezdin. So then it even works for Ketarim. So if you say Apotropos is a detail within the din of Zochen, so once you give the third shot, that this pasuk Nosiyecha teaches you the din of Apotropos, so included is, it's teaching you the basic principle of Zochen, it's teaching you the aprat within the din of Zochen, that Zochen even works for a cotton, in a Torah, if it's under the auspices of the best, this fancy. So if you hold like that, fine. So this pasuk itself is not only the mocker for Apotropos, it'll be the mocker for Zochen also. But other Mishanim disagree, they say, Apotropos is not a detail within the parsha of Zochen. It's a separate aloha. Apotropos dina kebailim. He has a right to act like a bailim. So that's why Baruch Be'er has a kasha. If one should assume like that apotropos is an independent klal. So how do you know that there is a din of Zochen the other b'shalav b'fanav at all? Maybe the whole thing is only but there are bonim. On all of Rishonim assume that Zochen works minatar. So that's why Baruch Be'er's kasha. Okay. So maybe we have to fish around. Maybe there's a pasuk in the middle of Masechah Seita. The Gemara has a drosha on a pasuk that the bezdin can be mekalim le'elisha. Sometimes instead of the husband, let's say the husband is in jail, or the husband is a la bardas, and the bezdin thinks that the wife is running around. The bezdin thinks that she's having an affair with other men. So the Mishnah learns that from a pasuk that bezdin can do zochen le'adam b'shalav b'fanav. They can be mekane on behalf of the husband. So maybe that's the mocker. Maybe there's some other marker. Okay, I'll come upon it. So Tosis has getting back against. Tosis has the kasha. You have the parsha of Kesel Agir, and we dash an Eili Ish Prat Lekotin. With respect to what? The din of Kesel Agir applies to Kesel. The din of Hashem Zelus applies to Akotin also. No, the din of Ein, Ayin Olof, doesn't apply. If the one who died was a ger katan, because a katan ain't a mailid, so you don't have to be ma'ayin olam. Maybe he has some children from someone else, from a zayna on the side, a girlfriend on the side. Katan's ain't a mailid. So Tosis asks, you're assuming, you're tarshining a posik, you're assuming on the level of the raisa, a katan can be nizgayer, but ger katan at bilam osa does bezenig marsas in ksubis, based on the principle. I'm zochen adam shleibefanav, and half of the rishonim had the girsa in Ezel Neshech that zochen lekotlin is only mid the rabban. So how can you have a ger cotton on the level of the rice? That's one of the two issues that Tosfos works on here. So Shach in Yeridayan has a fantastic answer. The Shach says, even if one of the Shach is in, of all places, it's in Simen Shinei, the Simen about Pidyon HaBen, and there's a long, long, long Nekudas HaKesef there. So the Shach comes up with a new pshat. that ger kotam ad bilmosel al das bezin. Whenever you do the schi under the auspices of the bezin, then we give it a new name. Then we call it apotropos. We call it apotropos. So apotropos for a kotam works minat Torah. That's what the Gemara said. Nasi echad. How does that work for ketanim? So the Gemara said because it's midin apotropos. What is apotropos? Apotropos means you do the zochen under the auspices of a bezin, then it's midin apotropos. So the Shach says, true, the Gemara said that it's based on zochen, but it's not plain old zochen. Plain old zochen means a good Samaritan who volunteers on his own. Here it's not an individual private person. The bezin is supervising it. So this zechiyah is done under the auspice of a bezin. That's midin apotropos. Apotropos works on the level of their eyes. We used to thinking about apotropos and only in terms of dine mominus. We think apotropos takes care, he handles the assets of the Yerusha. He takes care of the father's businesses, because the children are young, they don't know what to do. We never think of apotropos in the area of Yisavaheta. But truth of the matter is, it could well be that Chalukah Saharetz, Nosiyecha Lamata, and the same represented all the members of the Shevet for the purpose of making it into Kibush Rabim. That's Yisavaheta. That's not the Imamanis. So it could be the original Makar Apotropos is by Yisavaheta. That's the Shach. Shach writes like that. It's interesting that Pnei Yeshua writes the same answer on Tosfos Kasha without quoting the Shach. Pnei Yeshua, we're used to thinking of the Pnei Yeshua. He wrote Pilpulim on the Sukkos. During his lifetime, he was a contemporary of the Nadi Behuda. So during his lifetime, he was Yadu as a big Poisek. Nadi Behuda in several Chuvas writes, Oh, Pnei Yeshua Paskin Kvahar Azokin. You can't argue with the Pesach of the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua was known as a Poisek. In fact, in the history books, they write that there were two Gdolim who were contemporaries, Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz and the Pnei Yeshua. So the Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz, was known as a big Baal Pilpul. People came from all over. He lived in Germany. And at that time, it was against the law to have in your possession Gemara. So the Talmidim knew in advance that when they're going to come to learn by the Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis, they won't be able to have Gemaras. And he didn't give lectures to Al-Shir. He gave Diyukim and Loshen Rashi and Diyukim and Loshen Tosfos. So the Talmidim came from all over Europe knowing that they wouldn't have the Gemara in front of them. Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz is going to make Diyukim and Pilpulim on expressions on Loshonis. He was the Gadol HaDor, they came to him. So they say in the history books, during his lifetime, he was known as a big Baal Pilpul. So he wanted to write for him, they should know that he knows how to Paskin also. So he wrote the Crazy Placey on Yeridei, he wrote the Urim Tumim, Achosh Mishpat. And the Pnei Yeshua during his lifetime was Yadu as a major Poisek, as a big Poisek, Aloch Lamaisa. So he wanted everybody to know he knows how to say Pilpul also. So he wrote a Pilpul Sefer. Each one went down in history as the opposite from what he really was. Anyway, so it's interesting. The Pnei Yeshua, in his Pilpul Sefer, Pnei Yeshua, Ksuba Zafir Aleph, gives the same answer as the Shach. One would have thought, he's a man who knows Yeridea. He should have quoted the Shach. Doesn't quote the Shach. But he gives the exact same answer as the Shach. Maybe the Ger Kotam at Bilamos Adas Bezin is Medina Petropis. And that's the Rashi. I think the Pnei Yeshua makes the deal. The Rashi there in Ksuba is Dafir Aleph and Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rashi adds on a phrase, Vehem Nasim Lo Ov. They're considered as if they're the father. What does that mean? So the Pnei Yeshua, if I'm not mistaken, Pnei Yeshua says, Apotropos. That's what the word Peter. Peter is a father. Apotropos means Bimkoy Ma'av. They act, Apotropos acts as if he's the Av. See, the Bezna acts like an Apotropos. So that's why it's Menater. Rashi came to Faran for Toysus Kasha. This says, how can you have Zochin for a cotton? Zchil a cotton, Zoni Midrabonon. So Rashi answered, it's not plain old Zochin. It's Zochin under the auspices of Ebezin. That's Medina Petropos, so that works Minatur. So that's the Shach and the Pnei Yeshua gave that answer. But Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. So Tosfos gives another answer that's very unusual. They say, V'nira, Zchil the Kevus, Ladomi the Shar Zchils. The last 10 lines in Tosfos. Tosfos says, usually Zochel Leodim Shlom Avonim means like this. I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. So I give you the matana, you pick it up in your kaita on his behalf. So you are doing the maisa on his behalf. He's not here, he didn't do the maisa at all. You are doing the maisa kinyan on his behalf. Tosfos says, over here, what, the bezin goes to the mikveh? The bezin amal themselves? No, the bezin amal the baby. And the bezin tamat for the baby in the mikveh. So Tosfos said, that's not Zochel. That's not Zochin. But usually you say a ger has to have das ger, he has to have rotzen. If I take a nochri from the street and I push him in the mikveh and I mal him, so he's not maskim to become a ger. He can't become a ger bal kochacho. So Tosis seems to be assuming, it's a little unclear what Tosis says. So Rav Shach writes in his sefer, Poshim Pshat and Tosis, without Rav Shach also, that's Poshim Pshat, but he spells it out explicitly. Poshim Pshat and Tosis is that there is no such halacha that a ger needs das geris. There's just halacha. He can't be megayer a ger bal korchai. But if he's a tinoik, a cotton, it's not bal korcha, it's not midaita. Neither against his wishes, nor is it with his agreement. So Tosis assumes you can be megayer a person without das geris. You just can't be megayer bal korchai. So the tinoik, a ger cotton, mat bila mosa das bezen, it's not based on zochen at all. They do the mila in the tefillah begufa shel ager. And there's no requirement for das geris. Ibn the Gemara said beferish that it is based on zochin. Tosfos says it's not based on zochin. The Gemara said beferish it is based on zochin. Tosfos says no. The Gemara is just asking, why does Bezin have to get involved in the seisik? What are you going to take all the goyish babies in this? You're going to be megayer all of them. Why should you do that? So the Gemara says because he's doing him a favor. Ma yesh lono hismatzes b'dovah. What are we getting involved for? So the Gemara says, Zochin, we're doing him a teva, but it's not that the ger katan is based on Zochin and Shalvan. It will be based on Zochin, it would only work with the Rabban. It wouldn't work with the Torah, because Chila katan is only with the Rabban. That's what Tosis suggests. How can you say that? Tosis is saying that ger katan at Bilamos Adas Bezin is not based on the principle of Zochin. The Gemara just uses that Malitza to explain Malab Bezin, his matzahs, what are we getting involved for? Because we're doing him a favor. But the Gemara says, the Gemara continues to say, it is based on Zochin, that's why Higdili Yechalim Limchais. Is that the Pasha Pshat? Is it the same as the Gemara Chulin? And Daf Lama Tesamit based. The same Gemara is in the end of Baba Basra. If I want to give you a matana, you're not here. So I give the matana to someone who is here, he's Zech on your behalf. So when you find out about it, that he was Zech, a matana for you, if your initial, if your instinctive reaction is you don't want it, if he's Tzaveach Metchila V'Yatzov, from the very beginning, Tzaveach Meikorah, so Gemara says, there sounds like there's a machlokes atanoin, where they can do zochin against the wishes of the mekabel matana. So the Gemara says, that's impossible. It's tzaveach metchila, meikara. Everyone agrees there's no zochin. You can't do zochin bal korcha. When the person finds that, the mekabel matana, his bet, says it doesn't want to, so he breaks it up. So the Gemara says, the machlokes atanoin is in a special case. But in a normal case, everybody would agree that if the mekabel matana, the one on whose behalf, his chiyah was not. He says, I don't want it. No, thank you. So he breaks up the zochin. Is not the poshim shat over here. The ger kotim at bilamos adas bezin is based on zochin. When the kid grows up and he finds out that they did him a favor, and they will mekayer him, the domatov says, no, thank you. I'd rather remain a nochri. So the Gemara says, ikdili chodim limcha, because it's based on zochin. How can Tosfos insist that it's not based on zochin? How do they read that line in the Gemara? Ikdili chodim limcha. So Tosfos comes up with a whopper of a new pshat. Yidilei Yechalim Limchas is not because it's based on Zochin. And whenever the Mekabal Matona finds out, he has a right to be Meicha. It's not based on Zochin at all. So Tosfos explains like this. Normally by Ger, everything is learned out from Maimon HaSina. So, Ma V'Seinu L'Nichnasu L'Bris, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. When our ancestors became Gerim on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, so everybody had a bris milah Mitzrayim before the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that was the milah l'shem geirus. And then everybody went to mikveh right before Maimon HaSinai. And the married people had to be parish for 3 days. The single people could go to mikveh on Erev Shavuos. They didn't have to have 3 days. There was no palet and shich mazera for them. So you learn out all the dina from Maimon HaSinai, that you need milah, you need tefillah, you need a korban. But you also learn out that you need Kabbalah on mitzvahs. Everybody said Nasa v'nishma. So Tosfos says, Hager Kotan, who's a lab bar das, he's a lab bar hochi of Kabbalah on mitzvahs, he can become a ger. It's not, you can't be megayer a person bal korcha. But you don't need das hager. But what about Kabbalah on mitzvahs? Don't you have to say Nasa v'nishma? So Tosfos says, Tosfos seems to be assuming, Kozman, that he's a kotan, he's a lab bar das, So he's not shaykh to have a Kabbalah Sam Mitzvah. So then he can become a ger without Kabbalah Sam Mitzvah. The minute he's going to become a gadol and he'll become a bardas, then you can't have a geris without Kabbalah Sam Mitzvah. So that's why Higdili Yichalim Limchas. Not that he can be moicha to undo what was chal. He can't undo. It's not based on Zochin at all. Yichalim Limchas because there never was a Kabbalah Sam Mitzvah. So big Kabbalah, so there's no need for Kabbalah Sam Mitzvah. Let's say we'll be Megayer Eger Kotten, and then the baby will die at the age of 10. He never reaches Gadol. Shite, he was Jewish, and he died. If he'll become a Gadol, a Bardas, and he'll be a Barochi, having Kabbalah Sam Mitzvahs, and never had it, they'll only say the Geris wasn't Chal. So it doesn't mean Mikarala Abo, the Geris is not Chal, so he called him Afreya. That's unclear what Tosis means. There's an Upshat, they say over the name of Rav Al Yashiv, that he used to hold like this Tosis. That when you adopt a nochri, a little child, in Gerkot Matbinamas Adas Bezen, when the child reaches 12 or 13, you have to have a Kabbalah Sam Mitzvahs in the presence of a Bezen, Bayom. That's a Chiddush. No one has been doing this for centuries. People have been Megayer, Gerim Ktanim. Nobody ever, when they become Bar Mitzvah, no one ever had such a Chashash. But that's, they say, Rabbi Yashiv like that, Pshat and Taisus, and the Ritvosas like that, and Ksubis. He thought that's the more correct shot. That's really highly questionable. Is it proper, just as a footnote, is it proper to introduce chumras in Yonim to have to do with yuchsin? That you're going to be Motzi Laz ala Doris HaRishonim. For many generations we haven't been doing this. The Gemara beginning of Gittin talks about b'fanenechta. So the Gemara says that the shliach l'halacha saget, when he says b'fanenechta l'shma, he doesn't have to be there for the writing of the whole get. If he's there at the beginning of the Ksivus Aged, that's good enough. He doesn't have to be the whole time. So the Gemara says, and what if a shliach wants to be machmir, he's going to have to deliver the get. He wants to stand there the whole time, from the beginning to the end. The Gemara says, we wouldn't recommend it. Shalola hotzilaz al kitna rishayim. Got to be motzilaz. People are going to think that all the other women who got divorced with the lighter form of b'fon anechtav, that the shliach was only there for half a minute, wasn't there for the whole half hour of the Ksivus Aged. They'll think that it's possible. So some poskim say that this consideration shalol hatzilas al daris hashanim applies to all areas of halacha. Reb Kivega has a tshuva. There was a makam where they had a meaning. They wouldn't bury women in tachrichim. Men they would bury in tachrichim. Women they buried in regular dresses that were expensive. And this is against takanas Rabbi Gamliel. You should bury everybody in cheap, inexpensive tachrichim. So Rabbi Kivega discussed, maybe shalom ha'atzi ha'atz, ha'doris ha'rishayim, maybe you should leave it like that, maybe you shouldn't change the minig amok. And other achrayim say, what do you mean? But they were doing wrong, they were doing shalom ha'kedin. So you don't have to be worried about shalom ha'atzi ha'atz. And others disagree, they say shalom ha'atzi ha'atz, ha'doris ha'rishayim only applies, the Pizchei Tshuva quotes all of this, and Ebenezer. So some achrayim hold shalom ha'atzi ha'atz only consideration in inyone yuchsin, if the gitim ha'rishayim were no good, then there's going to be a lot of mamzerim floating around. Then it's going to be a problem for all of Klal Yisrael. But because the Doris HaRishonim were in violation of Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, they buried people in expensive dresses instead of cheap, inexpensive tachrichim. So that's not an issue of Shalom Lahotzilaz. But over here, by Geirus, if you're going to be machmet to introduce such a chumra, that when the boy or the girl reaches the age of 12 or 13, they should have a Kabbalah Sam Mitzvahs in the presence of a bezin. No one has been doing this for centuries. So your mom's going to be motzi laz al doris harishanim in the area of yuchsin. Going to say that to a lot of people over here in the base manager who are not Jewish, because their great-great-grandparents, when this guy grew, their great-great-grandmothers, when this guy grew, bekatnu sam, and there never was a kabbalah sam mitzvah, begadlu sam. So that's a shaila. Is that proper to introduce such a chumra? Look, Rabbi Kivega held that when you give a get to the isha, it says, benasam biyodah. You have to have yad. So usually when they fold up the get, so the woman holds her hand down like this, and then the husband puts in the get. So the get is half in a hand, half sticking out. So, and Taisa said that's fine. Taisa says that hagbo is good for a get also. Hagbo mishicha is good. Taisa in Gittin says, Rabbi Kivega came up with the chumra that hagbo mishicha is no good. You need davka ben asa biyada. Hagbo mishicha is no good. So you have to fold up the get so small that the entire get fits into the woman's hand. Or the other yad, if it's directly above the hand. You've got to stick out on the side. So whatever is in a hand is yad, whatever sticks out is only hakbo. So he held that that's no good. In our Torah, it's no good. I how can you introduce a chumrah and ilchas gittin shalala hatzilas al doros harishenu? So Rabbi Kivega says, what do you mean? You have to be mitzilas. All the gittin are no good, and they attack our mamzera. He holds you have to be mitzilas over there. There were those Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. Once in a while, used to do a get there in Yishuv because he used to be choshesh Rabbi Kivega's opinion. Pischa Tshuva says the minhag olam is that the rov and the masadri gittin are on choshesh Rabbi Kivega's chumrah. So that's a shayla over here. Rabbi Yashiv, he was so convinced that this pshat and tesis was correct. He said, you have to introduce this chumrah. Really being moitzi laz on many doors of Rishon, but they never had this chumrah. Rabbi Shach writes in his sefer, as a mocker for the tesis, the second, the last 10 lines in tesis, when Nira Lefarish, that that there is no requirement that geris has to be midas ager. You need kabbalas on mitzvahs if he's a barachi of kabbalas on mitzvahs. But if he's a kohen, he's not a barachi, so you don't need kabbalas on mitzvahs. Likisha yagdav, then you will need kabbalas on mitzvahs. Tosfos says that's why yicholim limchas. Not based on not that yicholim limchas is identical with the gemara in chulin daf lametes on the base that when I would give a matana for someone else and he finds out about it, he can be moicha. That's a machot to break up zochin. Here it's not a machot to break up zochin. It was never based on zochin in the first place. Here, once the Shah becomes a bardas, so the halacha requires kabbalah sal mitzvahs. So if he's going to be moicha, then there was no kabbalah sal mitzvah. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. So Rav Shach writes as a mocker for the Tosfos, there's a Gemara in Yevomis, and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses the pasuk by Korban Pesach. V'chalev et ish miknas kesef amalta osa os yochal bo. Why does it say ish? Usually v'chalev et ish. Sometimes they say ish prat le cotton, sometimes they say ish prat le isho. What's over here v'chol evidish? Why does it say evidish? So the Gemara Gittin has a drasha. So the Gemara is over here, he means to say evidish v'lo evidisho, that an isho who owns an evignani is permitted to eat korban pesach, even if she's not mal her evid. How can it be? The Gemara assumes that mila so evid is miyakev on the isho. That's what the Menchas Chinuch has a whole discussion. Why should it be miyakev? The woman is not mechuyev in milas habein, so maybe she's not mechuyev in milas ha'evin. So if you're not mechuyev, so why should it be ma'akev for her from eating korban pesach? So the Menchas Chinuch quotes a whole discussion from the Marsha, from a lot of achrayim about this, a very beautiful pilpul in the mitzvah of milah. But the Gemara raises that question, how can you darshan over here? Chalevidish, v'levidish, it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, the pasuk, the mashmas of the pasuk is that evidish atamal bal korcha, the atamal benish bal korchai. If I take a nochri from the street and I do a bris milah and I push him in a mikveh, the geiris is not chal because it's bal korchai. But if I own an eved kenaini, I bought an eved kenaini, I own him in dinim amenis, or it's kovish an eved kenaini, I own him in dinim amenis, then I can be megayer him l'shem eved bal korchai. So that's what Rav Shach said. That sounds like the last 10 lines in Texas. It's just a din you can't be megayer an ochri bal korchai, but there's no din that you really need midaita. So if you have a case of a gir katan, it's not bal korchai, it's not midaita. He's a lab bardas. He's an infant. He doesn't know what you're doing to him. So it's not bal korchai, but it's not midaita. So that's what Tosfos holds it. That's good. The only halacha that the darshan was, iatamal benish bal korchai. You can't be megayer an ochri bal korchai. But if it's a katan, it's not midaita, it's not bal korchai. So these are the various terutzim that are suggested to Tosfos' kasha. And just to review again, Tosfos was bothered with the kasha. There were two girsas in Ezel Neshech, where the zichiyah on behalf of the cotton is the rice of the rabbanon. The premise of the two girsas is the zichiyah on behalf of the gadol is their rice. That's we're assuming like that. The two days, the two girsas are where the zichiyah on behalf of the cotton is that the rice of the rabbanon. So if it's the rice, there's no problem. You can mimic a ger cotton works minatar. If you hold zochin for a cotton, it's only with the rabbanon. So I can have a ger cotton on the level of the rice. So the shach said, it's midin apotropos. Here the zochin is done under the auspices of the bezin. It works midin apotropos. Apotropos le cotton, that's the pasuk. Nasiyachad amante is good. Tosfos came up with this fantastic answer that the halacha doesn't require, it's not based on zochin. The ger cotton mabim is not based on zochin. I think Gemara said it is based on Zohar. No, the Gemara never meant it. Gemara just explaining, what do we have to get of Alpha? What are we looking for trouble? Gemara said, you're not looking for trouble. You're doing him a favor. But you don't need Das HaGer. Just, you can't do Bal Korcha. And when the child becomes a bardas, has nothing to do with the Gemara and Chulin Daf Lamentes about Zochen, the Mekabel Matani can be Merchus. It's a different word. Once he becomes a bardas, then you do need Kabbalah something, then it's Miyak. So when we learn this, Tosis, Rav Soloveitchik gave the following suggestion. You have two different kinds of Zochen. I said, I want to give a matoni to someone who's not here. So I give you the matoni, you pick it up on his behalf. So the two problems over here. Number one, the Mekabel Matoni didn't do the Hagbah. So the kin, you did the Maisi Kinyan on his behalf. Number two, the Mekabel Matoni doesn't have any das, doesn't have any kavana, has nothing over here. So the answer is you have kavana for him. So in the situation where I give a matoni to you to be zirchet for somebody else, we're using zochen twice. Zochen Yom Shleva Fana for the Maisi Kinyan, Zochen Yom Shleva Fana for the Das Kinyan. When, let's say, you want to be Meshacher and Eved Kanaini. So there's a Machlek of Satanayim. The thing is, he can give the Get Shuchat to the Eved Kanaini Bal Korcha, just like he can give, it's not permissible, but if you give a Get to the Isha Bal Korcha, it's Chal. So I'm sure I'm hold that it's an Isha Deraisa. The Cherem that Rabbeinu Gershom not to give a Get Bal Korcha was that they cursed him. Whoever does it should be a Cherem. Cherem is the curse that nichnas into the Ramach Evorim. Gemara says that. It's not about the term. Gemara says the word Cherem is Osius Ramach. It's a curse that's chal on the Ramach Evorim. The person should drop dead. And if the person, the Cherem, dies, ultimately he's going to die from old age. If and when he dies, we treat him like Harugi Bezen, and the children don't observe Avelas. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So some Rishonim hold that it's an Issa Deraisa to give a get to the Isha Bal Korcha, but the get is Chal. So just like a get is Chal Bal Korcha, so the Shta Shichra is also Chal Bal Korcha. Learn out Lola Meisha, they're similar. So if the Eved Kanani would be here and I would give him a get Bal Korcha, the Shta Shichra would be Chal. The Eved Kanani is not here and I want to be Meshacher him, he doesn't know anything about it. Do you have the right to assume that it's a Schiyas Chusulev at Shiyetzi Mitachas Arab al Acheris? Well, we're not so convinced that it's a schus. So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah, the end of the first paragraph in Git, machlokes are men, hachamim. We assume aloch lamaisa, that's schus olaevet. She hates him in tachas rabba. So again, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if the eved would be, I would have been able to give him the get bal korchai. You don't need das eved. All you need is the yad, v'nasam b'yadah. The Gemara has a suffix about the get isha also. The Mishnah says that usually a get isha is a choyvu l'isha. She takes him in tachas bailam. Once in a long while, the Gemara has in the end of Yibamis, it's a schutz. If the woman has been an aguna for 10 years, and everybody knows she's chalashing to remarry, she wants to get a get, then the Gemara seems to say in the end of Yibamis that then he would apply Zachan Adam Shlomo Fanav to a get. That's the simple meaning of the Bavli. Some say the Rishalmi disagrees, the Bi'er Agro and Ebenezer talks about it. But the Bavli seems to say. So, we pass on Alocha, that's schutz ulaebet shiyotzi mitachas rabba lacheris. So if I give you the Shtar Shichri to be Ken Amir for the Eved, you're only doing Zochen for the Kinyan Yad, V'nosam B'yoda. You don't have to do Zochen for the Das Eved. If the Eved would be, I could have given him the Get Bal Korcha. I could have given the Shtar Shichri Bal Korcha. So in that case, it's only a Zochen on the Maiseh. It's not a Zochen on the Das. And then by a Gerkot, Matbilam Asa Das Bezn, so Tosis points out, the Milo and the Tefillah Abagufo. So it's not that you're going to Mikvah, you're being Mal yourself, on behalf of the Tinoik, doing the Mila and the Tefillah and the baby. So the Zochen by the Ger Kotten is only on behalf of the Das. So normally Zochen to be Mekabel Matana for Pliny, he's saying Zochen on two levels. Zochen for the Maisa Hakboa, for the Maisa Kinyan that you're making, if it's Karka, whatever Kinyan you make, Chazok on the Karka, is Zochen for the Maisa Kinyan. I'm doing the Maisa Kinyan on his behalf, and Zochen for the Das. By the Shtar Shichur, it's only Zochen on the Maisa, no Zochen on the Das. And by the Ger Kot Matbina Masa Das Bez, according to the simple meaning of the Gemara in Ksubis Dafir Aleph, it's a Zochen, it's a Zochen on the Das, not a Zochen on the Maisa, because we're doing the Mila and Tefillah Begufa. So Rav Soloveitchik said there's room to say, Tosfos doesn't say that. One could say, I think maybe Rav Shimon Shkop has like this also in one of his Svarim, there's room to argue the point and say that Girsa that the Balei HaTosfos had, their shita that zechiyah mitam shlichas, that only applies to zochen on a maise. You did a hakbo, or you did a kinyan yad on behalf of the Eved Kanani. So how is your kinyan good for him? So if he would have appointed you as a shliach, he would have been able to function with a shliach. Yada ki yada, So Zochin is Zechiyah Midin Shlichus. It's considered as if he had appointed you as a Shliach, you can act on his behalf. But the Zochin of the Das, the Pshat is over here by the Ger Kotan, it's only Zochin on the Das, no Zochin on the Maise. We're doing the Maise Begufo Shalak Kotan. So it's only Zochin on the Das. So that's the question. Zochin on Das means I'm expressing Das on behalf of the person, the Torah Shliach, or no? Maybe whenever it's a schuss, you don't need Das. Not that my Das can act as if he gave, my granting of a Das is as if he had given Das, if he made me a Shliach. Maybe I only have to say, Schi, Mitam Shliach is only when it's a Schi on a Maisim, when it's a Schi on a Das. Allah says, you don't need Das, Adam. Maybe that's what you learn out from the Pasuk. Whatever the Pasuk is, Rabbi Arba is not sure where the Pasuk is. But Zachal Adam Shlevifon works Minatur. So maybe when you say Zachan on the Maisim, that's Schi, Mitam Shliach. When you say Zachan on the Das, it's not Midin Shliach. So then it would be Schi, Lakotam, will work Minatur. Taisus threw out another possibility. But maybe Schiele Kotan is only Midir Rabbanan. Maybe the Ger Kotan is only a Ger Kotan Midir Rabbanan. What do you mean a Ger Kotan Midir Rabbanan? But we allow him to live with a Jewish woman. We mitzaref him to a minyan. Taisa says there was a machloikis in Yavamas, but the Yeshkoch lakar nisa lehet to bikum liyaseh. There was an opinion that yes, that Taisa said maybe this Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yirat, maybe goes with the opinion, Yeshkoch lakar afilu bikum liyaseh. Samachrayim say, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it, Samachrayim say, the Rishami holds like that, Bandomer. The Yeshkoch lakar afilu bikum liyaseh, midirabam. But Taisa is not happy with that opinion. They reject that shita. They say that it's only the Tzchiyah for the Ger Kotan, it's only Midir Rabbanan. And Yesh Kach Laka B'Kumi, I say the Pashtus is not like that. Okay.